music now.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
All right, I'm out of here. I'm Kayla at KaylaThomas40 on socials. Have a great, amazing rest of your Thursday. On Air with Ryan Seacrest is up next. Leaving you with French Montana and Max V.
Get ready to shake it. I went deaf on it. Break it. Ever since you left me, more money, more cars, more show. Ever since you left me, more diamonds, more gold, more motion, more. I went deaf on it. I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
Purse,
I went deaf on it. Yes, my, yes, I, Fiesta. Drop top, G-Wagons, we don't do Teslas. Don't pay for the bag, I pay semesters. I turn dream girls to my new extras. Hey, nice game, girls do too. Run through the city like the 2 Live Crew. Got a Harlem broad, got a Brooklyn broad. I ain't come this far just to come this far. A friend to all is a friend to none. So don't push me, press the button. I went deaf on it. I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
Dipped in a purse.
I went deaf.
All I need is one night, one chick. Dumb drip. Baby want a piece, call me scrumptious. Baby wanna be with me, call me husband. She was singing on my mic, Teddy Ruxpin.
This that 2 Live Crew, first time I heard the flow, they knew I do. Christina Pink, Moulin Rouge, got the 3-piece suit, me and blue love shoes. I went deaf, blew my mood.
I just give it
that
I went deaf on it. I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
Dipped in a purse.
I went deaf on it. I went deaf. I went deaf.
Turn it up.
KISSFM, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Somber.
Hello, LA.
It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISSFM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
I'm freezing outside. Feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I treat your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. But I'll see you tonight. Tell me how does a girl like me get into
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I flew see, but it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tune when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the mom.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? Cause no one if you're losing your mind, I really want it.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause the very thing that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
I'm friends with
them. Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's. Blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the villain to say back to the kids who played him. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that straw into gold. Trump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
It's Kiss FM.
So to the back room we go. Ruby went out to dinner with the group, and it was check splitting time. What's the exercise? What'd y'all do?
Well, it was a group dinner. It was a birthday dinner. So everyone kind of already knows we're all going to split. The birthday, you know, birthday girl isn't going to pay. But I feel like this comes up a lot. Like, especially if someone in the group isn't drinking as much as other people in the group, do you still split the bill evenly?
Do you go in stating the rule? Like, do you guys say at the top of the dinner, we're all going to split? Are we good splitsies?
Well, we don't. There's not really, like, a disclosure. I feel like normally we're all on the same page, but there's been times in the past where it's, like, different friend groups kind of mixing. Right, it's like my friends' friends, and then just our like immediate circle, and so that's where I feel like it starts to get a little like people are like, oh well, I only got two things and only one drink.
I didn't get drinks.
But when it comes to drinks, I feel like if there's been multiple rounds and someone is clearly not drinking the entire time, you just kind of like they don't have to pay for that portion if they didn't drink. We do that.
That's so complicated now,
it's
the math.
It's not, though. Because how do you then factor that in?
You basically just add a little bit more money to yours. You know what I mean? Like, divide it evenly and then take away.
Take away, like,
I feel like going in
per person.
This, to me, is addressed on the way in. It's like, hey, guys, we're all going to... Are we going to go splits on this? We are, but I'm not drinking. All right, we'll calculate that. Like, you kind of need to address it at the top. It gets awkward after.
It's definitely happened with me and my friends because there's been multiple times where someone's pregnant and they, like, we're not drinking the whole time and we all had, like, six drinks, you know?
So, yeah, then that's fair to do splits.
They're just like, oh, just pay for your food.
To me, Ruby, the clearest way to handle it is to address it before.
I've never even thought about, like, talking about it before. I feel like we've never had a conversation before. Like, hey guys,
let's go out. Let's all meet up. It's a table of six. Let's split.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking tonight. Okay. Well, then we'll give you a pass on that.
But that is a good point, actually.
So, you know, it's interesting. You know, more and more people are not drinking. And it's, you know, because people want to feel good, right? And not necessarily just for your liver. They're just like, I want to feel good tomorrow when I have a full day. So I fake. Like, I fake because when I don't order something, well, you're not drinking? What's up? You're on a cleanse? No. So I now just order a fake drink, or I make a fake drink.
What do you order? Yeah.
I do sparkling water, some leaf, or whatever they got, lime, so it looks like a cocktail on the thing. And, like, if there's mint or anything that makes it, cucumber or mint or something, makes it fresh if I can find it. So it tastes like a massage would taste if you drank it.
Right.
You can also order a phony Negroni.
But then you have to say it out loud. Like, I got to whisper to the person.
Gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
So if I make them at the house for anybody, I make the mock and don't, you know.
Tell them.
Talk about, well, you don't have to say you're on a... Are you on a cleanse? No, I'm not on a cleanse. I just don't want to. I would have felt good tomorrow.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed. Looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss her anyway. Oh baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe, and I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, don't. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
Just a glass box. I should know what I'm playing, but I forgot. Felt good for a day, but that stopped. And I once saw clearly, but it's bloodshot. And I want you so badly, but I close off. Like I thought we'd get married, but I guess not. Now you can watch me hit the wall. Hit the wall, I just hit the wall. Not a problem you can solve. Weighing the cost impossible. I hit the wall, I hit the wall. I try to be violent, but I get caught. A room full of doctors and an ink blot. I'm drawn into headlights, have a blind spot. Pull over and wait for watch my plane ricochet. Funny, ain't it? Flashbacks of my life. What a waste of what a shame at night. Face to face with every girl that breakdowns. You'll bend to my silence, it's so loud. And then you'll lose me to the crowd. Hit the wall, I just hit the wall. I'm not a problem you can solve. Hit the wall,
Seacrest. This is how mornings should sound.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
In the city, remember you should drive your car. Pick up whenever you call. In the parking lot in Tucson. Like, are you with me? In the Phantom with the roof gone. I pull up at Jimmy Neutron. I can help you get a move on. Like you hard, I know. You like to go slow. But we could go faster. Tell me the password. Coming up on your creepy, popping nice things. Slide, slide, slide. Plenty other men trying to get in the bed. So I'ma get sloshed instead. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? And what would I do if I didn't love you, babe? And what would I do? Baby, what you doing? What's wrong? I can tell your friends if you don't want your phone. You like to go slow, but we could go faster. Tell me the password. Slide, 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 city. You know what that means. I'm coming up on your creepy. Popping nice things. So I'ma get slow, stupid. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do if I didn't love you?
Kiss FM. So our new intern, Bella, USC, has a roommate issue. We love real life issues. What you don't know yet, because you just started this week, is that the roommate or the roommate's friends hears this. But don't think about that next. Kiss.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, with me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the girl of you.
104.7. It's Kiss FM, LA's number one hit music station. So, Bella is our intern, USC student, wants to be a publicist for Olivia Dean.
Rodrigo.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, Olivia Dean's great too.
I think
one of our popular artists, Olivia or Sabrina. Take what you can get.
Yeah. Right.
See? There's no script.
You no said it script. Very confidently, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought it was Olivia Dean.
I know.
Because I played Olivia Dean before Bieber. So it was in my head. Anyway, so goes to school at USC. What she doesn't know yet is that everything we talk about goes out. And if the person doesn't hear it, but their friends hear it or their family hears it. For example, Sophia, we talked about her mom for months. Our other intern said things that her mom's never heard before to her face. Uh-oh. To the point where we had to call her mom to tell her what we were talking about.
No, my
I don't need
listening.
To meet your mom. She is listening?
She always listens, yeah.
What's her name?
Rocio.
She has great taste. Always listens. You right. hear that? Raised her listening every year she was born.
Mm-hmm. Right. Great
we
taste.
We were here. She was born later. So what's the issue with your...
You were here.
We were
Tanya,
here.
Tanya and I came later.
Okay, well, you were at San Diego's Channel 933 or whatever.
I was an intern. It was my first year.
Exactly. You were a Bella of your time.
Aww. I know, I was.
Full circle.
So, Bella, what's the issue with the roommate?
So, I have a roommate who has a boyfriend. They've been dating for a year now, and they are constantly at my place. Like, even worse, they will cook and leave dishes out for days. And, like, obviously, I won't touch it because... That's not my job to clean up after someone else, but
right.
I don't know, I guess, how to bring it up because the school year is starting again, and I just like kind of don't want any issues at the start of the year, so I don't know what to say to set these boundaries.
So we've had this conversation before. This is a very common situation, and you know, at your stage in life, a lot of people don't quite fully get all the etiquettes yet, and that's fair.
Right.
Like, you know, your residence, your apartments, your dorms, whatever, etiquette is something that is learned over time. However, I do think, and Michaela next to you has a roommate, and I do think the best way to handle things with roommates is handle it with some sort of honest, finessed, well-timed conversation. Timing. See, timing is everything.
Yes.
You might want to think about how to say what you want to say, but using compliments along the way. For example, I am so happy you found this great guy.
Nice.
I mean, what a good guy he is. I love that, like, he's treating you so well, and you're just, I can tell, I can see the difference in you. So happy for that. I love that. But just because we're sharing common space here, you know, and we're obviously sharing the cost of things and the cleanup of things. Sometimes, occasionally, I run into, you know, the dishes or he's got his feet up on the chair or whatever it is the issue is. But if you open with something that makes them feel good, you close with your issue.
Okay.
She's not going to do that.
I'm like, is
she's
that
still
love
not bombing?
Is it genuine, though?
The relationship?
No, is that if you start like that, the compliments, that is it genuine or is it just because you're trying to get to your point?
No, you're trying to get to your point. Well, then, but you make them sound genuine.
You make them sound.
Let me just spare you the time and the energy. Just do the dishes. Keep doing the dishes. They're going
to
start.
You can't. That's a bad precedent. That's a bad precedent.
They're going to start to feel bad that you're doing their dishes.
No, they won't.
And they're going to pick up on it.
They're actually not. They're going to use you. They're going to expect that you solved the problem. Trust me.
No, don't do their dishes.
What would you do? You have this.
So here's the thing. My roommate and I have been best friends since we were 7. So we're like sisters. So we treat each other like sisters, but we are always upfront with each other, no matter what.
Okay.
So I definitely would say something, but again, there's a way to say it. And so,
listen, there's a way. Like when you're the publicist for Olivia Munn, you will say things in a way. Right? You'll say, like, you'll have to say no a lot, but you say, look, thank you so much for your interest in Olivia Colman. We are at this time, we're just not doing that, but we will keep you on the list.
Yes.
And I will give you a call, and Olivia Culpa sends her best. So, you know, it's like things like that.
I have to, like, PR train myself.
Yeah, exactly.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. Well,
I'm in the 14 carats. I'm 14 carat. Doing it up like my eyes. You say I got a touch. So good, so good. Make you never wanna leave. So don't. So don't. Gonna wear that dress you like. Skin tight. Do my hair up real, real nice. And syncopate my skin to your heart beating. Cause I just wanna look good for you. Good for you. I just wanna look good for you. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this dress a mess on the floor. You still look good for ya, good for ya. I'm in my marquee diamonds. I'm a marquee diamond. Could even make that Tiffany jealous. You say I give it to you hard. So bad, so bad. Make you never wanna leave. I won't. Gonna wear that dress you like. Skin tight. Do my hair up real, real nice. And sink up in my skin to how you're breathing. Cause I just wanna look good for you. Good for you. Uh-oh. I just wanna look good for you. Good for you. Uh-oh. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this dress a mess on the floor. Still look good for you. Good.
Seacrest starts your day.
Getting ready for work, going to work, at work, all the time.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
But if you
better wake up.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's so funny.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
Woohoo!
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body, ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, eyes, eyes. Cause baby tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again. Yeah baby tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again. So dance, dance like it's the last, last night of your life. Life won't get you right. Just right now, 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 now. Gonna set the roof on fire, gonna burn this down, 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 down. Hands up, when the music drops, we both put our hands up. Put your hands on my body, swear I've seen you before. I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes. Cause baby tonight,
baby, hope you catch that like T.O. That's how we roll. My life is a movie and you just T.V.O. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Never, never do make a bedrock. Mommy on fire, psst, red hot. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and
baby,
you, darling.
The DJ got us falling in love again.
Yes, take over
the world. Baby,
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISS FM.
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat. Highest floor of the Bowery. And I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night. And I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going. But I know I won't be home and you'll be on your own.
Who's gonna rock you through the dark side of the morning? Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waking up to drive you home?
had a dream. We were back to 17 summer nights and the libertines, never growing up. I'll take with me the Polaroids and the memories, but you know I'm gonna leave behind the worst of us.
We ain't never getting older.
tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of that mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't.
For just a chance to win your heart, you could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine, I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. I'd
Goodbye.